Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Yes. Talk to me.
Go ahead. Tell the audience what you came in and fuego.
No, stop. I feel like you're mad at something in your life.
No.
You don't know how to handle it, so you're taking it out on a lot of people.
No, I'm not mad. I'm anxious about my dog. Okay. I'm anxious about my dog.
Bring her in.
I can't.
They wouldn't. No, seriously, they wouldn't allow it. When Odyssey said, get that.
The dog itself would just be too much of a menace in here. Gotcha.
Hey.
Yeah,
I'm going to get to it, but let me just set the stage.
Okay.
I want to apologize to everybody on YouTube that's looking at me.
I thought you.
Today is Ugly Shirt Day by Goo. This is old school. It's mustard. I just left the restroom, looked at myself, and said, that is a ugly color, Goo. So apologies to the YouTube chat. Your boy's wearing an ugly color shirt.
Oh, I thought
just admit it.
I don't mind it.
The color's ugly. Mustard, Stoney. Damn!
I thought you were going to apologize to me for yesterday.
What happened? We had a good show.
Yeah. You hung me out to dry.
That was you and Willard. When you and Willard started doing it, I just... Rocky Balboa and... what was my... Apollo Creed. Dibs and I just take a playoff, buddy.
Well, you know, I just... You know, you guys. You all. Yeah, just all I ask once in a while is to discuss our home teams like we discuss every other
team.
And
that's how beauty of us.
No. So let me get this straight.
Oh, my God. You're picking up right now.
Hey, let me just get this straight, and I'll go
good
away.
God, I love
I'll go
you.
Away. So Nick Sirianni.
Oh, boy.
Oh, he's a joke. He's a joke. He's a clown.
Italian Philly
he's
coach.
He's a fraud.
Right.
Okay, what else? A grandstander? Doesn't take accountability. He's a joke. Huh. He's off to a better start in Philly than Kyle was in San Francisco.
And I think that's where you're missing the boat.
It was 1-0 against Kyle in the postseason.
You're right. But for you to continue it and add the boss, I don't know if you did that on purpose on the thread. I'm like, I just talked radio with that dude for 4 hours. I'm done, bud. Because you know when I'm done with just that, I need that cooling off period. But you kept going.
Yeah.
But the facts are the facts.
That's right. That's
but
right.
But it was a personal how we were looking, right. How we perceived.
Because you guys hate
Sirianni.
Philly.
I don't hate Philly.
No, I get it.
Dr. J.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Huh?
Bobby Cunningham.
What were you all fired up about today? Podcasts.
Oh, yeah, just athletes and podcasts. I was listening to the roast. They had a good show. But I don't know if you caught, we got the sound, Ayuk and Debo on a podcast. It was their first one. And, Stoney, are you cool with athletes talking as much as they're talking nowadays? Draymond's doing it. Micah Parsons. And Bonte killed me. Said, damn, Goo, you sound like Shut Up and Dribble.
Uh-oh.
No. I'm just, if my athletes, the athletes talk about your performance or the latest. Don't get on here and go Johnny Carson when you're on the IR or you're out a couple games. Let's talk about the said injury. Let's talk about the rat on the table. I guess that's what I want my athletes to talk about when discussing ball. Matt Barnes and Stack, they're retired. George Teague, who does a good podcast, they're retired. So it's different. But when Draymond and the guys that are still in the game are yapping, I'm not saying don't do it, but I don't know, Stoney. Man, I'm just getting older, man.
So you don't like all the podcasts with current players? Is it?
I'm not
let's saying, boil it down.
I'm not saying that. It's the subject matter. Talk about the said game. Talk about the injury. Micah, you had two pressures. You got dominated. Talk about that, Jack.
Okay, well, Debo Samuel and Brandon Ayuk were on the Cleats and Convos podcast by Bleacher Report.
Cleats and Convos.
And listen to what Debo Samuel had to say.
So it sounds like you guys are pretty convinced that as long as everybody shows up, there's no doubt that you guys feel like it can be your year.
Kind of like what he said. Like, my eyes, like,
We've been on the best team in the league for a while.
What are we doing? Well, like, no, is that like that? I gotta believe that is exactly what you're talking about. I gotta believe. Well, Deebo Samuel saying we've been the best team in football for 5 years. I gotta believe that's what gets you. That's what boil in your blood.
No. Because he's telling the truth. The bottom line. What I wanted to hear is Deebo talk about what's keeping him out for two games.
What's a calf?
No, no. Let's keep talking about that. And what had you come out the Packer playoff game? And do you think injuries? You know, I heard Guru Willard and Steiny talk about you yesterday, and they were arguing about, are you injury prone? Evan, excuse me. And I guess it's just that's what I want to hear more about, what's going on right now in regard to availability.
He's,
why you're hurt?
Next two games.
You stressing? You signed the bag? You in shape? That's what I want to hear about. But it's just me.
What does it matter if Deebo Samuel thinks they're the best team in football over
that
the last
didn't piss
5 years?
Me off. I just told you.
They're not.
Well, they're one of them.
Sure. They're one of them.
Yeah.
Like, do you, like, if I thought that was going to get you a little bit annoyed.
Oh, no. Obviously, he was asked a question.
A guy who hasn't broken through and a franchise that hasn't broken through saying, oh, yeah, we've been the best team in football.
No, that goes up.
You like that?
It's not about I like. I don't. Talk to me
like
about
that.
You being hurt.
Like that.
That's what I want to talk about. Deebo is hurt for two games.
Okay.
I don't want to hear about what. Hey, I'm not. I'm falling for it. See,
I'm not even mad about it.
No, I'm not talking to you. I'm just talking to Deebo. Remember how I said the Niners should have won those two Super Bowls? He feels that way too by declaring he feels like they've been the best team. So I get that. I just don't want to hear about it after week three, after week two, especially coming off an L. And Ayuk, if you
so
open up your
podcast only after wins.
No, just I guess I only want the podcast to be the post game. Back in the day, your play was the podcast. Your play was the podcast. And when you got mic game or mic time, it was the post game presser.
I don't know how much he like. Okay, let's talk about the injury. Yeah, I got hurt on that last play, and I'm probably going to miss 2 weeks.
Well, let's talk about your Carfax report. Like, you know what? This seems to be happening. Everybody was talking about you were in the greatest shape coming into camp, and now you're going to be out for, we hope, 2 weeks, Donnie. So that's all.
Doesn't anybody put together that Deebo Samuel runs harder than anybody else in football, so maybe that's why he's got to miss a few games a year?
Does he run any harder than McCaffrey?
Yeah.
No, I think
he does.
I don't.
I think he puts himself in harm's way more than a lot of players. I mean, he runs hard.
It's a collision sport.
Exactly.
That he does.
Exactly. And he seeks out contact. So, anyway, what else is bothering you about these podcasts?
No, that was just it. Like, when is enough enough? When is...
But you, like, you kind of made my point.
Yeah.
So, Deebo, we're the best team in football over the last 5 years.
He feels
that. We like that. Let me tell you something. If Jalen Hurts said, yeah, we've been the best team in football, like, we would sit out here and say, what a clown. We just would. That's all.
Well, he's been to one Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But the Niners have been to two since 19. And I kind of feel what Debo's saying because I'm a guy that steps back and says the Niners have left chicken up meat on the bone. And if you look at those two Super Bowls, Steiny, I feel like they could have won both. They didn't. So when Deebo does say, I feel like we've been the best team, that's not egregious to me.
Well,
I was just talking about the whole entity that is every athlete now. It feels like current athlete has a podcast. And I hope I don't sound like a hater or the old man on the lawn, but it's just, you think it's helped Draymond Green in his profile?
Yes.
And Draymond's probably
I
give a damn, Guru, if you like it or not. But sometimes we're like, dude, take a play off.
Yeah, I mean, it's the first one. I guess we're going to see those weekly with Deebo Samuel on the Cleats and Convos podcast. But, you know, we all know. If somebody on another team said what Deebo said, we'd laugh at him. But Deebo says it, and it's, well, he might be right.
But, Steiny, you're missing the point.
No.
His team has been to two Super Bowls in 5 years.
And the Eagles have been to one in the last two.
Four straight NFC championship games. So they right. The Eagles haven't had that luxury.
Right.
They went to an NFC championship game.
But they haven't won
it.
Like, who would maintain? Like, okay, I'll just put it on the.
Yeah.
Who maintains are the best team in football over the last 5 years when you haven't won a Super Bowl?